Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You decide.
2020.
So have you watched any of the debates? I've got some friends who normally, in years gone by, they're like heroin addicts when it comes to politics. I mean, they will stay up all night long to watch the analysis of the analysis of what happened in the debates. Now, granted, we're more than a year away from when people actually go and vote on who will be president, and we're months away from the first primaries, right? So I've watched off and on large segments of all the debates, and I've got mixed feelings. I mean, there's just nobody that appeals to me, but what do you think? Is there anybody on the stage running for president as a Democrat now who you think you could support? Call me, 345-1140. 345-1140. Be honest. Anybody that you would support, or anybody that you'd, if they changed one or two things that they are talking about, you might find your way to supporting them. I'm really curious about it. There are a couple of people who have no chance of getting the nomination because I actually think some of what they're saying makes sense. So I don't think Democrats will pick them, which is why there's just no Democrat out there that I could possibly support these days. But I'm really curious. 345-1140, if you have thoughts on who might be palatable. So who's still in it? We've lost the guy from Starbucks suspending his campaign. Who else dropped, Trey? I'm trying to think of, I mean, there's so many of them. I mean, Michael Bennett is still in it.
Well, the first guy who dropped out was...
Here we are. Who was it?
Damn it. What was his name?
I know.
He jumped out before they really swelled.
Oh, no, it was Swalwell.
No, he was second.
So he was second? I mean, these goofballs who really didn't have any place to be, I mean, they just didn't have any business running. If you're just a basic congressperson, no offense to, I mean, I actually am friends with a lot of people who have been members of Congress. I don't mean this to be offensive, but I guess it is. If you're just a basic congressperson in with the cattle that is the floor of the House of Representatives, you probably don't have any business running for
Richard president. Ojeda.
Was, I don't even remember.
Yeah. He suspended his campaign in January.
And who was he?
He's a former state senator.
State senator.
Yeah, but he was also in the military. It looks like he was a
general. Oh, well, of course. General. You know, if you're a veteran, you know I work for the veterans group. Got a lot of respect for veterans. I'm not slamming, but just because you served in the military is not a reason for all of us to put down our books and say, oh, please enlighten us about everything about public policy and foreign policy. I mean, I respect your service, especially somebody who didn't serve. I respect that you did that. But that's not your ticket into this game simply because you put on the uniform. Again, I'm not denigrating it, but don't expect the golden doors to swing open just for that. I don't know who I would support. Let's see, Michael Bennett. Maybe there are a few things he said that are okay. Joe Biden is actually coming off as something of a moderate compared to the left-wing crazies that are on the stage. Bill de Blasio wouldn't vote for him if he was the last person on the planet. The only thing missing is his armband with the sickle and hammer on it, to be honest with you. Cory Booker, no. All right, let's see whether any of you have any immediate reactions to people that you think you would vote for. 345-1140. First person in was Joe. Welcome to WRVA. What do you think? Anybody palatable to you?
It's got to be Williamson. Turn the White House into an ashram and free crystals for everyone.
What is it about her that's so appealing to people? Is it just that she's different and she's not a politician? And I mean, she does know how to speak to a crowd, I guess.
Yeah, well, she should be fun. She'd be fun. You could do robes and have events, you know, live-ins, scream-ins, whatever, on the White House lawn, whatever.
It's funny, Joe, because when I was home talking to my mom and dad the other day, and of course, my father was in politics for years, so he's very serious about all this, and my mom is too, but my mother said, oh, well, Marianne Williamson is very well known in women's circles, you know, in women's empowerment and stuff, which, you know, my mom reads a lot of books like that, so she knew who she was. I don't think she would have thought about her as a presidential candidate, and then... I'm not going to say who it was because it was a private conversation that I had at Jamestown the other day with a pretty prominent woman in Virginia who had been around politics for a long time. She said that she was very familiar with Marianne Williamson and had some of her books and thought she was really intriguing. So, I mean, I don't know whether this is a real run for the White House or just a ploy to expand her readership and sell some books, but it seems to be working for her. That's interesting that that's the first name that comes up in our calls. Mark, you're next on WRVA.
Hey, John, thanks for everything you do. You're doing your country a service and your state. But
I appreciate
the debate. I've got to say, I don't know if he doesn't have a snowball's chance in Haiti, but Delaney, he seemed like the least crazy one up there.
The congressman, yeah.
Yes, I don't know much about him. I'm going to start researching, not that I'd ever vote for him, but yeah, he seemed like he was trying to talk sense to the other loonies. So, like I say, after the debate, he seemed like the most sane. Like I say, I know what Biden's already been up to, so he definitely wouldn't get my vote. So I would have to swing towards Delaney because he seemed to be the most sane.
Well, he did make some sense. I mean, I think anybody that, I mean, I'm assuming you're a conservative like I am.
Yeah.
If anybody makes any sense on that stage and I'm nodding my head, I'm figuring, okay, well, they're about to get decapitated by all the Democrats up there. I mean, he's the one who actually called out fantasy promises on night number one of the debates and then was roundly criticized for actually suggesting that we need to think through what we're offering to pay for going forward. So that showed at least some recognition of the financial reality is that at some point the country's going to have to face. I agree with you. If somebody can actually say that on the Democrat stage, A, they're pretty bold and brave, and maybe they've got some sense.
Exactly. He wanted to stop selling pipe dreams, stop selling lies, because yeah. They're not going to work. So that he did get my vote for then, but he'd never get my vote in the end.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. All right, so I'm just pulling him up since you mentioned a former U.S. representative who represented Maryland's 6th Congressional District from 2013 to 2019 announced that he in 2017 that he was going to run. Who knew? Hey, I appreciate that. David, you're next on WRVA. Who do you think, if Donald Trump and Republicans weren't available to you, who might you consider from this Democrat field?
Well, I am an old Trumper, but I would say Tulsi Gabbard. When I watched both debates the last two nights, I looked at all those people, and I really don't see anybody who's really a real person. I look at they're all politicians. Mm-hmm. Have they ever done any real work in their life? Have they ever served their country?
Mm-hmm.
And I look at Tulsi Gabbard, and she's outspoken. I know she didn't have the experience, but I would follow her in the battle any day.
Well, she sure comes across well, doesn't she?
Just like I said, I would follow Trump in the battle any day, and Pence. But if I were going to pick somebody to put trust in and faith to do her best, and maybe not this time around, but maybe in the future, I would say I would go with her. Compare her to Elizabeth Warren and old Bernie and the guy from New York. I mean, what does he know about blue-collar work? You know, he's never even seen a job in
his
life.
That's probably true.
Except to be a politician.
Tulsi Gabbard, she served in a field medical unit of the Hawaii Army National Guard in a combat zone in Iraq, 2004 to 2005, deployed to Kuwait. She served in the Hawaii House of Representatives. She was the youngest woman to be elected to a U.S. state legislature when she was elected at age 21. Vice chair of the Democrat National Committee. See, now when we get, I agree, she's very attractive physically and personality-wise. I find her very attractive. But then you start getting into this. She endorsed Bernie Sanders. No. She supports abortion rights, Medicare for all. So I'm thinking. Which Democrat would you vote for if you couldn't vote for anybody? You had to vote for a Democrat. Who is somewhat appealing to you? 345-1140. 345-1140. Did anybody stand out? Could you maybe pull the lever for one of these people if they were on the ballot next year? That's the question. Give me a call. 345-1140. We'll put you on the air. Todd, you are next here on News Radio WRVA. Did you find anybody even remotely palatable?
Thank you, Mr. Reed.
Yeah.
Delaney. Actually, oddly enough.
Interesting. It's Democrat, two people who've said John Delaney.
He's a Democrat, but he is he was the only one actually making sense because it wasn't hard to do with the other contenders on the stage. But
what appealed to you? What made sense to you from his remarks? He didn't get a lot of stage time.
He didn't. What impressed me was the fact that he had run a couple of businesses, and the fact that he... When they were talking about this, all this Medicare for everybody, that they were going to, that he knew that they were going to shut down hospitals with all this nonsense. So I thought that was pretty impressive. And everybody just kind of looked at him like, oh my God, we're going to shut down hospitals with all this stuff. So,
well, they hate to hear that because, you know, every politician wants to sell you ideas that make the world a better place. I mean, that's. And some of them sincerely believe it. I've been around some who really and truly believe they can make the world a better place through public policy and occasionally with very precise, small pieces of legislation, you can do that. It's when you get into the big stuff, you know, you move a big part of the economy. Don't be surprised when a whole bunch of other stuff starts moving that you might not have thought through how it's going to topple. So it sounds like Delaney was pointing out that there are a lot of businesses that are tied to this, and it's not going to be the same, and it could be worse if you take some of the steps that everybody is proposing. Let's see. Blair, you and I appreciate the phone call. Blair, you're next on WRVA. What do you think? Anybody that you could contemplate voting for who's got a D behind their name next year?
Hello?
Hey, Blair. How you doing? You're on.
Oh, hey, John. Hi.
Glad to have you.
Thank you. Good morning. So it was my mom's birthday. She's a diehard Democrat. So it was her birthday last night. So I sat on the couch and bit my lip. But I was, you know, I liked hearing from, and I hate to say this because I can't remember his name, is Young, the Asian American.
Yang.
Yang.
Andrew Yang.
Andrew Yang, I liked a couple comments about immigration, how his father came here and created 65 patents. I think we did get a good deal with his dad, and that's the kind of immigration I like to see. Mm-hmm. And also, as a business owner, I do think we need to try to get health care off the backs of businesses. I'm not for universal health care, but keeping it in an open market and letting consumers, because I do feel like some people, it's unfair to put it on the burden of business, and also for employees to feel, somewhat handcuffed to an employer that they may not want to work for.
Yeah, you want to be able to walk away if you hate your boss or you hate the company. But sometimes you feel like I can't possibly afford this on my own, and I have to reapply, and they'll deny me. Yeah, I mean that's a very real issue. The problem with Yang is he's got this. I mean, he sees it as his big ticket to the White House, this universal basic income thing, and he seems like he's so smart.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.